The following program is sponsored by Retirement Solutions Group.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker and the Retirement News Network's Megan Mozak. Alan is the president and CEO of the Retirement Solutions Group. With more than 18 years of financial experience, Alan and his team will help preserve and maintain his clients' way of life and the legacy they leave behind. This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hello, it's Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network. It's always a pleasure to be here with Alan Becker of Retirement Solutions Group. And you can reach out to Alan and the team at RSG by calling today. Here's the phone number, 913-685-9422. Again, that's 913-685-9422. You know, there's no substitute for solid preparation. And that goes for whether you're planning a big trip or maybe making a family dinner. Even preparing to transition to a new phase in life. The better prepared you are, of course, the better odds of a successful outcome. And you know, Alan, it's often been said that people do spend way more time planning for a vacation than they do planning for retirement. So why do you think that is? Why are so many people willing to spend more time and energy prepping for a week-long trip than they are for 30 years of unemployment?
Yeah, I can think of one word, Megan: fun. It's a lot more fun to go on vacation than it is to retire. But, you know, all in, it also can be very overwhelming, and it's a significant time commitment for some people. A lot of change just is scary for people. I mean, when you get to retirement planning, you're just switching from a lot of times 20, 30, even 40 years of savings to figuring out how to live in a world of unemployment, 20, 30 years of unemployment, where you've got to make that money last. And you're going from a saving mindset or an accumulation to a spending mindset or a preservation / distribution. It's definitely a difference, and change can be hard for a lot of people. Megan, we're going to talk about four key areas of retirement in today's show. Really great stuff. We're going to talk about the different sources of income we're going to use for retirement. We call that our bucket approach. A lot of people like the buckets because they can separate in their mind. We'll talk about when we should take Social Security, or at least the concepts behind it, as well as, you know, one of those big expenses we all face in retirement, which is healthcare and long-term care expenses. And then also a little bit about inflation and how to protect us from kind of that silent killer in retirement.
All right, we're going to dig right in here. And that first question that I know you want to help answer today, Alan, is how many sources of income are you going to have in retirement? So I know we're asking that because it is really important that you've got more than one income source that you can rely on, right?
Oh, yeah, that's where we talk about the bucket approach. And everybody's buckets are a little bit different, but we could be using deferred annuities, investments that we've set up on our own, 401ks, other investment accounts maybe we have through a brokerage or a financial planner, potentially a Roth IRA, 401k, 403b, whatever initials that your retirement plans fall under, maybe even life insurance planning to do some tax-efficient planning. Then there's kind of the bonus out there. I say bonus somewhat sarcastically, meaning the inheritance that we may get. We don't want your financial plan to consist of, you know, going up to mom and dad and say, how's your health today? And they say, great. And you say, darn. I mean, that's not a good financial plan. So we want something that's keyed into knowing where these monies are coming from, at what point you're going to use them, and give you some clear direction.
All right, Alan. So speaking of direction, I want to find out about taxation in retirement, because we definitely want to be headed in the right direction when it comes to our taxes. So basically, we can keep more of that hard-earned nest egg, right? How do we reduce our taxes in retirement?
You know, taxes are one of the biggest focuses of Retirement Solutions Group. One of the areas where I believe I spend more time than anything, and one of the differentiators between us and pretty much everybody else on the block. Because most of these big box houses, they tend to just stay away from any type of tax planning, tax advice, and they just say, go talk to your CPA. Well, we're independents, we're fiduciaries, we work for you. And I don't think you can do proper planning without addressing at least tax considerations. And what I mean by that is we want to make sure that we have the most tax efficient retirement plan possible, looking at when, you know, maximizing tax brackets, which monies we should use first. And I think this is an area where many people get it completely backwards, where they're not focusing in on taxes and they're just focusing in on returns. But here at Retirement Solutions Group, we have a five-step planning process. It's our roundtable retirement process. And that consists of addressing income planning, which is making sure you can take care of your paycheck and your paycheck, pay the bills that you have to pay, and also have enough money to do those things you want to do in life. I mean, this is what you've worked all your years for, is to enjoy your retirement. We also will address the investment planning, which does key into the ROI or rate of return that most people think of when they're addressing retirement. Like, how is your portfolio doing? And we use a low volatility approach there. And we like to focus on ROI as well, but we look at it as reliability of income. Then we'll definitely take a big key into the tax planning, legacy planning, and that's why we have an estate planning attorney who does office right in our office suite, as well as healthcare and health planning, which we're going to key into in our third section of today's show. So it's a very comprehensive plan that is our roundtable retirement process, and I want to do a roundtable retirement review for our listeners today. So the next 10 callers at 913-685-9422, I am going to make sure that they get frontline to the calendar, and we're going to put them through the roundtable retirement review and help them get a clear direction to and through retirement. That number again, 913-685-9422, 913-685-9422.
And we're glad to have you with us here on the program today. This is Retire Right with Alan Becker. I'm Megan Mozak with the Retirement News Network. Alan has a great website for you. It's been completely revamped, and you can head on over to RetireRightKC.com to check that out. Learn more about Alan and the team. Again, that's RetireRightKC.com. Alan, let's talk about some other key components of what you would describe as a solid retirement plan.
Well, Megan, a retirement plan needs to look at a lot of things. We have income annuities, Social Security, pensions, different buckets of money that we've set up over the years to create income for ourselves. But we also have these other dollars that have been contributed to for us or with us that we may have set up, those 401ks, et cetera, at work. And a lot of us, we don't know how to define our own benefit. We know how to put money away, but we don't know how to make that money work for us. So we have to massage our budget with the amount of assets we have to create income. You know, I was just working with Andrea the other day, and she's just now retiring, and it's such a hard transition for a lot of people when they get into their mid-60s, especially the higher wage earners, because they don't realize that they have to spend a lot more money to, you know, one, for their lifestyle, but two, they've saved a lot, and it's all taxable income, but we're not putting as much into our retirement programs and benefit packages and things of that nature. So we don't need quite as much, but we still have to maintain that lifestyle. So when you bring all that in, what I'm really talking about there is your budget and understanding all of these different intricate pieces so that we can establish what type of income we need, looking at that tax efficiency. Because if you are going to live on Social Security, for example, and you're trying to figure out the best time to take it, if you don't balance that out with the amount of qualified money you have, you'll end up delaying a problem that you can't get rid of, meaning forced distribution or required minimum distribution in the future. So you've got to focus on your paycheck, your playcheck, understand your monthly expenses, your needs and your wants, and get all that to work together. And you really should work with a qualified financial planner to help you with that, because this isn't something that most of us have to deal with and work with each and every day. But it is something that a good, solid financial planner, something like us here at Retirement Solutions Group, I've been doing this for over 20 years. I've been helping great, fine folks like you each and every day make it to and through retirement by working in this field and understanding and learning from what other people have done that's worked and, what, quite frankly, what hasn't worked.
Alan, so how do you help someone determine then the right asset allocation for their personal situation? Because I know you say everyone's different.
Exactly. I mean, that would be the starting answer to that question is, how do I determine it? I want to figure out first, what is the asset mix we're looking at? Meaning how much is qualified versus non-qualified? And for those of us that don't know what I just said there, qualified money is money you have not paid taxes on yet. You took a government loan on it, so to speak. You said, all right, I don't want to pay taxes now, but I'll pay them someday in the future. And that someday, other than a few special restrictions, happens between 59.5 and then forced distribution after 70.5. So that's when we kind of have our opportunity to make adjustments. So we're going to look at the qualified mix. We're going to look at the risk tolerance. We're going to look at the budget, and we're going to decide based on the unique experiences of whoever I'm working with, as far as how much risk they're willing to take, and of their income, their needs, and their paycheck, as well as their wants or their paycheck, and find out how much of that what they want guaranteed. Once we decide how much we want guaranteed, then we have to look at the appropriate mix. Now, I just used a word that most people can't use, which is the word guaranteed. And as an investment advisor, when I put on my investment advisor hat, I cannot say the word guarantee, but when I use my insurance license, I can. It is backed by the claims paying ability of the insurance carrier that we choose, but even still, we have the option to guarantee an income stream based on a insurance product that exists to create that income when a lot of us are only working with financial people that don't have access to those insurance products. Here at Retirement Solutions Group, we're licensed in both securities and insurance. So we have a unique a mix and ability to help our clients get to and through retirement with either a controlled volatility risk profile using stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and the like, or using insurance products where we can get the gains of the market without any risk. Bottom line is we're here to assist and help people get to and through retirement. And that was a long answer to a short question, but the answer is everybody's unique, and we're going to figure out the most appropriate mix for the individual couple or individual person that's working with us.
Alan, just a moment ago, you said ROI, return on investment. That makes me think about your book. Of course, you're the author of the book, Return on Investment or Reliability of Income, The True Meaning of ROI in the Golden Years.
Yes, it was a labor of love to write that a little over a year ago. And I love to give that out to our listeners when they come in and visit, because it really gives a sense of how to get to and through retirement. And, you know, I've just noticed over the last 20 years that people understand what a defined benefit plan is and how to put money into a pension. But when it comes to a defined contribution plan, that's great. We can save money. But once we do, what do we do with it? And that's where I'm trying to give our listeners a really clear definition of how to define their own income in retirement so that they can do those things they want. I mean, life's too short. I mean, we've seen so many natural disasters here in the world lately, and my heart goes out to family, friends, and anybody that's listening that's been affected by any of these types of events. And it's one of those things that it brings it into perspective really quick that things can happen, and a lot of them are not in our control. So we want to be positioned in the best possible way we can so that we can do the things we want to do, that we need to do, that we enjoy doing, because, you know, just life is short. I was just meeting with Carrie a couple days ago, and, you know, we've been working with them for a few years, getting them ready for retirement. Carrie comes in and her husband is fighting Alzheimer's. And, you know, she was kind of crying on my shoulder a little bit. We were talking about it. She says, you know, everything I've planned on doing, I can't do. You know, it's just the travel, the things that we've planned on, we're going a different direction now. And, you know, what do you really say in that situation other than we're here for you and just let us know what you need? It's one of the facts of life, so to speak. And everybody has unique situations, unique needs, unique wants, unique speed bumps and roadblocks that are put in front of them. Here at Retirement Solutions Group, whatever you need to discuss as far as getting you to and through retirement, we want to be here. I want you to pick up the phone, be one of the next 10 callers at 913-685-9422. Call me right now. Let's get your customized and complimentary roundtable retirement review. This is a proprietary program that we want to take you through with no cost, no obligation, so we can look at the big picture and help you with a clear direction to and through retirement. Call me 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422.
Are you as prepared as you should be or could be for retirement? What might you be overlooking? Alan talks about Social Security and what you might want to consider before you start collecting. That's coming up next.
Hello, this is Alan Becker, and I want to wish you and yours a happy Thanksgiving.
Whether you're approaching retirement or already retired, transitioning into retirement can be a daunting thought. Where will you get income? What if the market drops? How should you take Social Security? Join the team from Retirement Solutions Group and RSG Investments for a discussion about these factors and more, all while Retirement Solutions Group treats you to a complimentary dinner at 801 Chop House in Leawood. You pick the date, 6 p.m. on Tuesday, December 5th or Thursday, December 7th at 801 Chop House in Leawood. Reservations are required, so call 913-685-9422 to reserve your seat today. That's 913-685-9422. Seating is limited, so call now to learn more about these events and how you can attend. Retirement Solutions Group, 913-685-9422 or online at retirerightkc.com. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, it's Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network. Glad to have you with us here on the program. This is Retire Right with Alan Becker. As we roll along on the program, I want to give you Alan's phone number. If you're ready to set up a time to come in and visit with him, you can do that by dialing 913-685-9422. Again, that number, 913-685-9422. Today, we're covering several key questions that you should be asking yourself to help you become more prepared for retirement. Alan, what about Social Security benefits? I mean, you know, why shouldn't I just start collecting as soon as I'm eligible? Because, boy, I've been paying into that program as long as I can remember.
Yeah, Megan, you know, Social Security is one of those things where a lot of people look at the idea of a bird in the hand's worth two in the bush. So it's more like, should I just take it as early as I can? But see, Social Security, there's over 200 different options of when to elect. I strongly recommend you use somebody like Retirement Solutions Group to help you navigate those waters and understand we don't work for Medicare, we don't work for Social Security, but it all factors in to get to your plan and when you should take the Social Security. Because you're looking at, if your full retirement age is 66 or 67, according to SocialSecurity.gov, then you get an 8% increase every year you delay Social Security after that full retirement age. So if you were to take it at 62, it's 70% of your benefit at age 66 or 67, and it's 132% of your benefit if you wait until 70. So you really got to factor in all the math and decide what's the best option for you.
So, Alan, how do you begin helping people determine when they should start taking their benefits?
Well, with Social Security, it's just another piece of the puzzle. So as we've been talking about, you have all these different buckets that you can elect to take money from in retirement or that you have access to. And some of that comes from the idea of the defined benefit plan or the pension, but most of us don't have that anymore. So we look at Social Security as part of that pension, but we could have set up annuities or an investment plan either on our own or through a advisor. Then we have our qualified plans, our defined contribution programs, if you will. Could have a Roth IRA, life insurance plan, and then even inheritance kind of the out to the side. So all of these different pieces come in, and you can't just say, let me take Social Security at 70 or let me take it at 62, because you've got to factor in all these other pieces. And what I mean by that is it goes back to that tax efficiency we were talking about in the first section, which is if you were just to take your Social Security and not pay attention to how much qualified money you have, which honestly is how 95% or better of the advisors out there do it, is you end up delaying an issue that you have to address at some point, which is the required minimum distribution that happens at 70.5. The sweet spot in retirement is 59.5 to 70.5, where you really can take control of your tax efficiency and maximize your tax brackets and just look at how all this money's coming in and how it should be taxed. So taking your Social Security too early could not only eliminate you from getting those increases in your Social Security, but also cause you to pay more taxes later. Maybe waiting till 70 and letting Social Security be an increase is a good way to go. What we do need to do is look at your needs, your wants, your health, your spouse's health, and factor all these pieces in. Again, over 200 different options. We want to find the best option that works for your family. Be one of the next 10 callers at 913-685-9422. want to help you with our proprietary roundtable retirement process. What we'd love to do is put you through the roundtable retirement review where we can answer your questions, give you an honest evaluation of how much you've saved for retirement, how much risk your assets are exposed to, look at your retirement goals and how much income you may need to support those goals. And we'll do this analysis at no cost and no obligation, customized on your unique circumstances. But give me a call at 913-685-9422. Call me now to get a customized retirement roundtable review. That's 913-685-9422. 913-685-9422.
And we are so glad to have you with us here on the program today. I want to give you Alan Becker's website, and it's a brand new site for you. It's retirerightkc.com. If you haven't been, make sure you visit. Again, it's retirerightkc.com. You can find out more about Alan's book. We talked about that earlier here on the show today. It's entitled Return on Investment or Reliability of Income, The True Meaning of ROI in the Golden Years. You can find out more about that book. You can also find out more about Alan's ongoing dinner workshops. These are great educational events held at terrific restaurants right here in the Kansas City metro. So again, go to retirerightkc.com for more information. Now, Alan, as we're talking about Social Security today, I wondered how being married can impact how you claim Social Security. What strategy you use?
Well, remember I said there's over 200 options, Megan. Marriage definitely plays in, from how much age difference there is to the health of each individual spouse, as well as the earnings potential of each spouse. So what I mean by that is, you know, were you a high wage earner? Were you a homemaker? How did it all play in? Because you need to decide, do you need to file on your spouse's benefit? Because maybe half of theirs is greater than your full benefit. You also need to look at, you know, what is your health compared to your spouse's in the sense, and let me give you a quick reference to this. I was out with Shree and her husband. This was several years back, and her husband has recently passed away. So when we got to this conversation, he was trying to figure out when he should take his Social Security. And I told him, it really doesn't matter how long you plan on living. It matters how long Shree plans on living. And it took him back for a second, and she smiled and said, well, what do you mean? I said, because you're going to get the higher of the two Social Securities, and you're already 5 years younger than your husband. Therefore, what we really need to look at is how long you're going to live. So when we did the math, it made a lot more sense for them to delay Social Security so Shree could live on that those benefits. Now, Carl passed away about 3 years later. It was unexpected. It was cancer. And fortunately, we made that decision correctly because Shree's been living on that higher amount of Social Security because of the choices we made. So you really got to look at the whole picture, make a determination. And if you're going to work during while collecting Social Security, you're going to take a penalty of anywhere from $1 to $3 of your wages because of taking Social Security at the wrong time. So you really got to look at all these factors and make sure you're making the best decision. And the key to all this is working with a qualified financial planner, somebody that has the experience. And here at Retirement Solutions Group and RSG Investments, we've been doing this for over 20 years, helping our client family navigate the sometimes difficult landscape of retirement planning and helping them get to and through retirement. That's what I want to do for our listeners. It's very important that you make a decision that you can live with, because if you make the wrong decision, you cannot go back and change it. Social Security used to give you the ability to pay back everything you've made and you know, do a do-over, so to speak, for golf fans, a mulligan. But now, if you do make the wrong decision, you have 12 months, that year, to fix it. Outside of that, it's locked in. You cannot change it. It's an irrevocable decision. So we want to make sure that Social Security is a piece of your retirement puzzle that for some of us, using an indexed annuity as our increase in retirement income might be a better avenue than using Social Security as our increase. So that's another thing to kind of factor in. And what I mean by that is a lot of us look at Social Security as our guaranteed income stream. We can't outlive it. It's good peace of mind. Well, a lot of people look at an annuity for the exact same reasons. And if we want the majority or all of our income guaranteed in retirement, we need another vehicle that's going to act similar to Social Security. And that would be where an annuity may fit in if that's appropriate for you. Well, some of the annuities today have increasing income. They have abilities to keep up with inflation. So do you want a benefit that's only going to increase for 3 or 4 years, such as Social Security if you take it at 70 instead of full retirement age at 66 or 67? Or would you like a benefit that's going to increase the rest of your life? Well, some of today's annuities have the option or the ability to increase or provide increasing income for the rest of your life. Every time there's an increase in the market, your monthly paycheck goes up the following year. So it's a good strategy to look at all the different benefits out there, look at all the different options, and see what works best for you.
You know, Alan, when I think about Social Security, so many life changes happen, and you may think you're prepared, and then life throws a curveball. I'm thinking of perhaps a divorce, a remarriage. How do you factor some of those big life issues into your claiming strategy?
You know, Megan, that's one of those topics that comes up quite frequently because, unfortunately, a lot of those divorces, they don't end in peaceful separation. So a lot of times we'll have ex-spouses come in and they'll be like, I just want to make sure she can't claim on mine, or she'll come in and say, I want to make sure I can get every last penny that you know, is coming to me. And here's the thing. Whatever somebody gets from Social Security does not affect the other person. So in other words, if you were married and you were married for more than 10 years, for example, if you get divorced, you still have the ability to claim on your spouse's Social Security statement, but it does not affect the other spouse. So it's no skin off your back, so to speak. It's just, it is what it is, but you need to know how those factor in. But at the same time, you don't want to get remarried and realize, if you don't realize that's going to cost you the ability to claim on that other Social Security. It's just another thing that factors in. And we see this all the time. I actually was working with a lady that's a divorce attorney, and we were going through her situation and talking about how she could qualify for spousal benefits. And in that conversation, she remembered she got married for a very short time and the marriage was annulled. But the fact that she got remarried quite possibly has declined her the benefit of claiming on her spouse's benefits. So it's all these little eccentricities that can come in and cause issue. So that's why you should sit down and with somebody and get that extra counsel to make sure you understand all your options, because it's such a very important decision to make. Social Security, whether you should or shouldn't buy an annuity, how you have your investments managed, it all kind of circles around your budget and what you're going to need to get to and through retirement. That's why we created here at Retirement Solutions Group the Roundtable Retirement Process, this customary proprietary program that helps answer those questions for you to get you to and through retirement. Be one of the next 10 callers right now at 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. Let me put together our roundtable retirement review just for you. I would like to put you through that process to get your questions answered so we can determine when's the best time for you to take Social Security, how you should take distribution from your IRAs or qualified plans to be the most tax efficient possible. We'll do this at no cost and no obligation, but you got to call us. Call us now, 913-685-9422. 913-685-9422.
Healthcare and long-term care costs are two of retirement's biggest financial unknowns. Alan shares some insight on how to plan for major medical expenses. That's up next.
Hello, this is Alan Becker, and from everybody at Retirement Solutions Group, we want to wish you a happy and healthy Thanksgiving.
You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, it's Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network. I'm here with the founder and president of Retirement Solutions Group, Alan Becker. And you can call him today if you'd like to set a strategy session with him to discuss your retirement, maybe get that second opinion. Alan is available. Here's the phone number. It's 913-685-9422. Again, 913-685-9422. Today, we're covering some of the key issues that you need to address as you prepare for retirement. So here's a question. Do you have a plan to pay for excess healthcare or even long-term care expenses? Alan, they're expensive. So how much should we expect to pay for some of these big costs in retirement?
You know, Megan, on an average, we're talking about $250,000 per person or more. It's expensive when you're talking about long-term care expenses, healthcare copays, healthcare insurance, the whole gamut. And this topic brings to the forefront so brightly that you need to work with somebody that has an insurance license in addition to the financial planning background or the securities license. And what I'm talking about is a licensed fiduciary, somebody who has a Series 65, Series 66, a fiduciary license, they're legally obligated to act in your best interest.
But on the second side of that is an insurance license, so they can answer those health questions, those long-term care questions. Because you can walk into any financial planning firm and ask if you should buy long-term care, and they're probably going to answer that question. But should they? Truthfully, should they be answering a question if they haven't taken the 8-hour certification through the state, also taken the 4-hour continuing education, and had the insurance license exam prior to that, and done everything it takes to maintain that? It's a question that should be answered by a qualified financial planner who holds both licenses so that you can get the answers you deserve. My grandmother is over 100 years old. She has spent the last 8 years in assisted living. And Grandma Helen's a lovely person, but in her mid-70s, she asked somebody if she should buy long-term care. And she was told by that individual, who was not licensed in the insurance arena, that she should not buy it. But yet he didn't do any background check to see that her mom had spent several years in a long-term care facility, what the cost of long-term care was. He just figured with $500,000, she could self-insure. So he gave an answer because he didn't want her spending the premium and taking that away from the money he had to invest. And that's not right. And that's what I want to save our listeners from and make sure that they understand that there's a solution out there somewhere where you can go, somewhere like Retirement Solutions Group. The cost of long-term care can be astronomical. You have a 1 out of 1 chance you're going to pass away. You have a 1 out of 2 chance that you're going to make it to a nursing home at some point in your life. Nobody wants to admit that. Nobody wants to go. But these facilities are everywhere. They're popping up every day because we have 10,000 people retiring every day, these baby boomers. And for about 15 years, those baby boomers are going to be traveling and doing what we do in retirement. That back 15 years, there's a good chance we're going to have a huge surge of people needing some form of long-term care. So I really want our listeners to know that we're here to help and we want to be there for you.
And I know that you mentioned your grandmother. I think it was both your grandmothers that were so instrumental in getting you into this industry in the first place because you saw such a need to help people based on what they experienced.
Yeah, Grandma Dina was the one that took the whole family out and watched me graduate from boot camp. She's the one that lived here locally that I kind of grew up with. And when I got out of the Navy, about 4 years and 8 months after that boot camp trip, she forgot how to speak. She basically hummed, and it was a very hard way to see such a strong-willed lady, somebody that, you had to know Grandma Dina. She had a kind heart, but a stern way to present it, just like my mom. And
did she suffer a stroke, Alan?
No, it just kind of took her slowly. Just one day, she started getting forgetful. And so nobody in my family's really ever suffered from any type of heart attack, strokes, anything like that, cancers, fortunately. But Alzheimer's, one of those. You live a long time, and it can take you slowly. And I don't wish it upon anybody. But yeah, for sure, got me into this industry seeing that and how my family experienced it. Grandma Helen, I was already in the industry as she started transitioning, so I was there to be the advisor and help. And fortunately, we still have a few hundred thousand of that $500,000 that she's been living on for the last 20 years. So she's going to be okay. We hope that she won't outlive her money. But it's very important that you're working with somebody that can help you understand what your options are. You don't want to take risk to your principal at the same time you need to live on that and you can't afford those losses because you won't have time to rebound.
So let's just talk about these expenses that you brought up earlier. I mean, at $250,000, $260,000, that's per person over the course of a retirement. Not a lot of people just have $250,000 in extra cash laying around. So what are you doing to help people in this area? Because this is a tremendous X factor.
Well, Megan, as I look at a person's retirement and we go out 20, 30 years of unemployment, I mean, retirement's such a new concept. In the past, you just kind of worked until you died. The average life expectancy 100 years ago was right around 45, and it's slowly crept up over the last 100 years. Now we're looking at 83, 87. If you're 65 now, you've got a 50% chance you're going to make it to 92. You have a 25% chance you're going to make it to 98. The thing that you want to do is make sure that you have the assets and the ability to make it there. Now, don't let me scare you completely. Understand that some of these expenses you're paying now and you're used to them and they're kind of already budgeted. For example, you're probably paying a little bit for prescription drugs, probably not what it's going to cost you later. You know, there's a lot of durable, portable medical equipment that we don't think about, anything from a CPAP machine, oxygen, adult diapers, insulin. I mean, there's so many things as we get older that come in and these have these costs, and we see it all the time. I was just recently talking to Mary, and she is literally not taking her insulin because she's in the donut hole and having other health problems because she can't afford the cost of her care right now because of the way the government's got the prescription drug plan. Now, we're working with her to get her to the manufacturer to see if she can get some prescription assistance directly that way. We always look at other avenues and opportunities, but everybody's got a unique situation, and that's why you need a team behind you to assist. But again, some of these costs, they're already there. What do I mean by that? You've got a Medicare copay or a Medicare tie-in plan cost or an Advantage plan cost. Well, you're already paying something for health insurance, right? You're already paying something potentially for copays. So there is a cost. And when you add that up over, you know, 20 or 30 years, that's where we get to $250,000. But long-term care expenses at $4,000 to $5,000 a month, maybe $7,000 to $8,000 a month, depending if you want a, you know, private room or if you need memory care assistance, that's the money that we're not prepared for. And again, if you're living in retirement and you've got a budget and you're not going to be traveling because you're in a nursing home, some of that money's already there too. But there's a good sting of it that's not. And that's where you need to look at long-term care options. And this is something that we do as part of our roundtable retirement review. So if you're one of the next 10 callers at 913-685-9422, I'm going to put you through our roundtable retirement review at absolutely no cost and no obligation, and we're going to look at your unique situation, and I will let you know what you should do to address long-term care. And I'm an advisor, so I'm going to work for you and help you to understand your different options. You ultimately get to make the decisions, but that's where a financial advisor works with you and in your best interest to assist you to and through retirement. So give me a call. Let's look at your unique questions, concerns, and make sure we address them. 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422.
That number again, 913-685-9422 to reach out to Alan Becker and the team at Retirement Solutions Group. What about long-term care insurance? Because there's two things we know about this, Alan. Number one is you're probably going to need it, even though you think you don't. And that's a lot of people who are going to need it. Number two, it is really expensive. So what should we do? Should we all be looking at long-term care insurance? Is it something everyone should have?
Great question. You know, long-term care is something that everybody wants or wants to address, but not everybody needs it. Not everybody should have it. I was just meeting with John and Mary the other day, and that's what they came in to. They heard one of our previous radio shows, came in. They wanted to talk about long-term care. And like I told them, I said, you know, they had about $1 million in assets. They're still putting away money. They really wanted to address long-term care. So for them, it probably makes sense. But then again, with his military background and pension, with his work pension, he's fortunate that he has some fixed income coming in. Then you factor in Social Security and that $1 million in qualified money. He doesn't really have an income problem. So if he was going to a nursing home or his wife, they're going to have a cash flow of $10,000 to $12,000 a month in retirement. So they've done a very good job. Does it make sense to buy an insurance policy that they have a 50% chance of using, or should they look at alternatives? Then we might have another couple come in who says, hey, I really want to talk about long-term care, and they have $100,000, $200,000 to their name. Well, they're not set up for long-term care. Matter of fact, one of the partnership program certification questions is, if you have less than $200,000 in assets, it's really not suitable for somebody to offer you long-term care because you don't have enough assets to protect. You should be worrying more about living and enjoying life and then, you know, let the cards kind of fall where they may on the rest of it. And if you want to buy long-term care even after that being said, then you have to sign a waiver saying, look, I was told not to buy it, but I still want it. It's a really interesting business because if you think about it, there were 89 companies offering long-term care a few years back. Now there's like three. It's really been an awful product for the insurance companies. They didn't expect people would want it as much as they did or would keep it as long as they do or use it as much as well. And that's exactly what's happening. You know, one out of two people are using it. And then you've got nobody's dropping their policies once they get it. So it's been a policy that's been very expensive for the insurance company to make, maintain, and it's been a policy that people really want to have in their portfolio. That's why I take you to the alternatives, because there's not as many companies offering it, because of the cost of the insurance and the chances that you may not use it, especially if you're one of those people that have never experienced long-term care in your family. You're going to have a hard time thinking that it's going to happen to you. We can look at life insurance policies that have long-term care benefits. The key to it is maybe we can find a solution that has double duty. If we can fix your income problem, if we can fix your legacy concerns, and then have those also cover your long-term care needs, you're really in a situation where you're getting two birds with one stone, and that's much better, much more affordable. But it's one of those things that if you're not working with a financial advisor that's a fiduciary and a financial advisor that also has an insurance license, you're not going to get those answers. They're not licensed in those products. They don't know the alternative solutions. Just had an issue with a client recently where he went out and got a second opinion, and which is fine. I said, bring the other guy with you. Let's talk about it. But the issue was the other guy was giving him answers where it was obvious that he was either only an insurance licensed person. He didn't understand the direction we were trying to use the product. So his answers weren't as concise because he didn't know the client's whole situation and how we were using the product. And when you're talking about tax efficiency, that is so important because people get hung up on the product rather than the solution. And for most people, once we understand the solution and the benefit, then we're okay with figuring out what product does that. I mean, who actually wants to buy cement at the, you know, at the hardware store? But if you need cement to fix your concrete or whatever, or pour new, then you're going to go buy it. So you got to find the appropriate solution and then figure out what product fits that mold, not the other way around. Somebody says, hey, you should buy an annuity. That's the wrong answer. Hey, you have an income issue and you're conservative and you also want to cover long-term care. Maybe you should consider an annuity. Let's look at that. It's a totally different way of accomplishing your goal and what you're looking at. Give me a call, 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. My team and I will help you decide and figure out what's the best direction for you through our Roundtable Retirement Review. 913-685-9422.
You may have thought about how you'll generate income in retirement, and you may have even started to plan for healthcare costs in your later years. But have you factored in all the risks? Alan outlines another major risk to your income and how to plan for it. That's coming up next.
From everyone here at Retirement Solutions Group, we hope you have a happy Thanksgiving.
Whether you're approaching retirement or already retired, transitioning into retirement can be a daunting thought. Where will you get income? What if the market drops? How should you take Social Security? Join the team from Retirement Solutions Group and RSG Investments for a discussion about these factors and more, all while Retirement Solutions Group treats you to a complimentary dinner at 801 Chop House in Leawood. You pick the date, 6 p.m. on Tuesday, December 5th or Thursday, December 7th at 801 Chop House in Leawood. Reservations are required, so call 913-685-9422 to reserve your seat today. That's 913-685-9422. Seating is limited, so call now to learn more about these events and how you can attend. Retirement Solutions Group, 913-685-9422 or online at retirerightkc.com. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network here with Alan Becker of Retirement Solutions Group. I want to give you Alan's phone number today on the show. It's 913-685-9422. If you're looking to put together a retirement strategy, that's something that you know you need, but you haven't gotten there yet. You just haven't started. Well, Alan can help you make that first step. It's 913-685-9422 to begin that journey to and through retirement. We're outlining on our show today key areas of retirement planning that you simply can't afford to overlook. These are really important. And Alan, we need to be aware that the cost of everything, it's going to go up, right? Over the course of 10, 20, 30 years. If we continue to experience a 5 to 7% rise in these healthcare costs, along with inflation that we're seeing in other parts of the economy, how do we plan for inflation and keep it from destroying our savings?
Well, you're going to get hit with certain things in retirement. And HIT's an acronym for healthcare, inflation, and taxes. You've got to address all three. you're not just looking at how much is my rate of return in retirement. That's so outdated. This is not a buy and hold. You need to look at getting to and through retirement. And corrections happen. And when you're taking money out of your retirement, you just can't afford those big losses, at least in the money you're living on. That's why we look at that bucket approach where we separate out things, why we look at healthcare and legacy, inflation, investments, as well as income planning and tax efficiency. We look at all these different areas. So specifically, though, inflation, one of the things I like to use is either a portfolio with a high dividend producing that's conservative and with a low volatility approach, but that still leaves some market risk. And what I'm worried about more than anything is longevity risk, the fact that you're going to live too long and run out of money. So we will look at using a fixed index annuity to cover that. And the fixed index annuities that I like to utilize, not only do they give you the gains of the market without any downside, but they also give you the ability for increasing income. If the market does increase when you're taking income, it gives you the ability to get that increase in your monthly checks. So that will definitely keep up with inflation. I mean, you can't turn to CDs and money markets these days. They're paying less than 1%. They're just not keeping up with inflation in their own design. That's where a fixed index annuity may be right for you.
So should we have all our assets in annuities then, Alan?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Definitely need diversification. Now, sometimes we're really conservative. We like the looks of the annuity, but you still have to have an emergency fund. And let's face it, the market over the last 50 years has averaged over 7%. So do you really want to give up a 7% average return? You just need to be working with a financial professional that you trust and that has helped you to understand diversification and market correlation, market timing, and just so that you can weather those storms. And quite frankly, separate out the income that you're going to be needing to live on from the market risk that you're willing to take. They should be separated out. Not just dilute your portfolio and buy bonds like so many people do these days, but really separating out with different types of vehicles and different types of asset classes. And when I say diversified portfolio, you know, our portfolios average 60 different countries, 18 different asset classes, and 12,000 positions. I mean, we're talking about diversification.
Diversification. All right. So that's a big word. And we hear this a lot when we're talking about retirement, retirement planning. How do you address that, though, with your clients? How do you make sure they're actually properly diversified, Alan?
Well, with diversification, it doesn't mean have 3 to 5 different advisors so that you've got money all over town so you feel like you're diversified, you're getting different advice. What it means about is making sure that your assets are correlated. You're not sitting around with 3 different mutual funds that are all holding the same primary holdings, so that if there is a change in the market, it's not all going to go down with the ship. Diversification is exactly why we use those managed portfolios, because they're actively managed, they're regularly rebalanced, and they have thousands of positions amongst several different asset classes in front of several different countries, so that we are really braced for whatever the world throws at us. Now, does that mean you're not going to lose anything? No. Whenever you're dealing with the stock market, you have to be able to afford some risk. If you want to eliminate risk completely, that's where you have to look at the insurance products, which just comes full circle again to say you have to be working with somebody that has both an insurance license and a securities license. And when I say securities license, I mean a Series 65 or 66, somebody that has to be a fiduciary and work in your best interest. It's just so important to get you to and through retirement to be working with somebody that can talk about what you need in retirement and not just talk about rate of return. We've been in a bull market for the last 9 years. It's pretty easy for an investment person to do good in an up market. Is this the time to jump back in? That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you need to have a complete diversified portfolio where you're using all the different buckets so that you can look at annuities, you can look at life insurance, Roths, traditional IRAs, real estate, all the different pieces out there, and make sure that it's all working together. Your Social Security and your pension and your HSAs, that it's all playing together nicely in the same sandbox so that it's all getting along so you can get to and through retirement. This is why you need to be one of the next 10 callers at 913-685-9422. so that we can get you into our roundtable retirement process, get you to the front of the calendar so we can address your concerns when you should take Social Security. I mean, let's make sure that you have a longevity plan, that you understand volatile markets, that you have a plan for the rising healthcare costs, long-term care and inflation. We all do this at no cost and no obligation. 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422.
Alan's website, you can check that out by going to retirerightkc.com. That's retirerightkc.com. You know, there are so many threats out there when we think about retirement, threats that can attack our nest egg, cause it to take a major hit. So how can the everyday retiree come up with a plan, Alan, to start to avoid some of those risks?
Well, I'd say it's a solid foundation and a plan to make it to and through retirement. Something like our roundtable retirement process, where we're going to address the income planning, the investment and tax planning, healthcare, legacy, having a true plan. I mean, longevity risk, volatile markets, the rising healthcare costs, long-term care, inflation, these are all true considerations. Plus, there's many more. I mean, inflation risk is something that, you know, lately has been pretty low, but it's false. The government's been keeping it down, and at some point it's going to have to creep back up there. So we need to have something to address each of these concerns, and that's where our roundtable retirement process comes in. So if you have a written plan, bring it in with you, and let's review that. I mean, you should definitely have a written plan. Everybody should. So if you don't, that should make you want to come see us all that much more. So give us a call, 913-685-9422.
Alan, it's been a great show today as we've talked about some of these big questions that you need to ask yourself as you're getting ready for retirement. Any final comments here to share with us today?
Yeah, Megan, it's always such a pleasure to be sharing these airwaves with you, and I enjoy our time together each week. But the one thing I enjoy more than anything is sitting down with our local families and having them come in and get their questions answered. That's the thing about this. It's not a job. It's a way of life. It's a career. I'm passionate about it. Hopefully, my passion comes out over the airwaves. I've gotten a lot of good calls from our listeners saying that they can feel that I like what I do and that they think that I can help them. And that's the truth, is I am very, very passionate about this industry, and I love it. So blessed and fortunate I was able to find my calling, something that I enjoy doing and that I'm good at. But the key to it is so many people think they've either got a handle on it or that they know all the questions to answer until they sit down with somebody that specializes in retirement planning and they find out, you mean fixed index annuities aren't all bad? Or they find out that there's more to Social Security or Medicare, or different people have different motivations. So it's just, I think it's fantastic that our listeners take the time to listen to our show and you think about what we say, but it, you know, that's only half the battle, really. You have to dial the phone number, go to the website, read my book. You have to start the process. Whatever your process is, we'd like to put you through our roundtable retirement process. So I would hope that our listeners would say, okay, we're giving them some food for thought, but how about taking that to the next level? Coming out to one of our great workshops, which is just really Retire Right Radio Live. I get out there with a whiteboard and start answering questions, and we just talk about tax efficiency or retirement or Social Security, all the great topics that you and I talk about each and every week, Megan. But we do it live at a very nice restaurant, get a great meal, a good dessert, and hopefully at that point schedule a visit, come in personally and visit with our listeners one-on-one. And that's something that I would encourage each and everybody to do, is to give me a call at 913-685-9422. Very important phone number, because it gets you to my office where we will get your questions answered. 913-685-9422. See, retirement planning is about understanding and having a plan to get you to and through retirement. Retirement is a journey, and proper planning is the key. And you need somebody's experience to help you to know all the questions to answer. So whatever you've done for a living, I bet you I couldn't do your job. I would imagine that with my help, you could get through retirement a little bit better. Sometimes experience is what you're really looking for. Call me today, 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. Till next week, I want everybody to retire right. This is Alan Becker. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in periods of declining values. Any references to protection benefits or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Our firm may be able to identify potential retirement income gaps and may introduce insurance products like annuities as a potential solution. Talk to your financial professional and your tax advisor about how Social Security benefits can fit into a complete retirement income strategy. Financial professionals are able to provide you with information but not guidance or advice related to Social Security benefits. Alan Becker is an investment advisor representative and insurance professional with Retirement Solutions Group. Retirement Solutions Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day, using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
The preceding program was sponsored by Retirement Solutions Group.